The motion of the boat is very calming for him.
They basically told me that they could hook up a boat so that I could drive with a little joystick. I didn't believe them.
A local sailing club is changing attitudes about the sport and who can enjoy it.
I started looking for a disabled sailing club.
I'm Jenna Lane with the story from San Francisco Bay. Tomorrow on KGO.
7:34 at KGO. The first sign of good weather, most sailors jump at the chance to get out in San Francisco Bay. Others wheel down to the water. KGO's Jenna Lane brings the story of a club whose motto is, "Sailing is the sport in which disabled people feel the most able."
Baz's philosophy is, you use what you can, and let's see how we can put everybody together like a piece of puzzle on a boat, and we do it.
Christy Gotting is part of Baz, the Bay Area Association of Disabled Sailors.
So somebody like myself who is a paraplegic and can't walk around and run around on the boat, but I can maybe work one of the lines or work the rudder. I could go out with somebody with a visual impairment.
BADS members have all kinds of abilities. Linda Stevens brings her 15-year-old son.
Sam is autistic, and the motion of the boat is very calming for him.
Rolling down the ramp at Pier 40, the Vice Commodore.
My name's Ted Abbott. I've got a muscle disease that muscles get weak, called Kennedy's disease.
He's been sailing since 1975.
I was diagnosed in 1988. From 88 to 94, I was still downhill skiing, I was sailing and things like that. But then I started looking for a disabled sailing club, and I found BADS.
Ted taught Christy to sail, and now she teaches others.
This is the mainsail right here. In all of our boats, the access dinghies, they're called, they're designed to be simple to sail. Hey!
That's Christina Rubke.
I was on my way somewhere down the Embarcadero, and this lady stepped out of the yacht club building here and asked me if I was looking for the Bay Area Association of Disabled Sailors. And I told her no. And she said, well, come here anyway. They basically told me that they could hook up a boat so that I could drive with a little joystick. I didn't believe them.
She knew how to control a joystick with her chin, but had to learn how to sail.
I don't have use of my arms and legs, so it just sits below my chin. It's a four-way joystick, so up and down controls the two sails of the boat, and so I can bring them in and out, and left-right is rudder controls.
The trick is to use the wind. I can't pour, I'll try that.
You know, their coworkers might look at them and think, wow, you know, I didn't think that you were even capable of doing something like that. So it's just changing perceptions. And then at the same time, it's just sailing and it's just fun too.
The most obvious difference between these boats and all the others on the bay is the BADS logo on their sails, a drawing of the original disabled sailor, Captain Hook. I'm Jenna Lane, KGO Radio News.
Okay, Jenna, nice report. KGO News time is 7:37. 1 minute.